Well, if you're not having sex, I have to say, don't feel bad because you're not the only one.
Okay.
Like, there was a time that you felt like everybody was having sex and you weren't. You're like, oh my God, I feel such a loser. Like, how come nobody wants to have sex with me?
Never thought that. Well, never thought that.
You should have. But it's interesting because it's sex and how early you have it and how often you have it. I thought it just had to do with like biology. You know what I mean? Like just you get to an age, like when everyone turns a certain age, they're all into like a certain thing or they're not into a certain thing or whatever. Apparently it's generational, which I didn't realize, you know, that the way we have sex or if we have sex or not has really changed a lot over the past few decades, which I think is really interesting. So a new study actually found that 26% of Americans ages 18 and up did not have sex once over the past year. Not once.
Really?
26%. And you're like, well, of course it was COVID. Nah, it's not because of COVID. Don't give me that COVID stuff. That is not why. Because it's not a pandemic effect. No. In 2016, same thing. 23% of people 18 and up had not had sex. 2018.
What?
Yeah, 2018. 23% of people 18 and up hadn't had sex in a year.
Why is that? Is it because there's porn everywhere?
There's several reasons. I mean, one is like what's really interesting. I don't know how your kids are, but my friends' kids who are old enough, like teenagers, you know, my friends that have like older kids, whatever. They hang out with their families a lot and they hang out with their friends in groups. Like remember like our generation, we couldn't wait to get away from our parents. I got caught sneaking out. My parents gave me a ladder in case we ever had a fire, and I used to use it to sneak out of my house all the time to go hang out with my friends, to go meet boys. I mean, I couldn't wait to get away from those two. The current generation, like Gen Z and younger, they like their parents. They hang out with their parents. Their friends come over their house. And they all hang out. And I don't know how it is down by you, but here in New York, 20-somethings all go out in groups. Nobody goes out like on dates. Even you go on like group dates. If you go on a date, it's just like, you know, do you want to come out? Do you and your friends want to come hang out with like me and my friends? And that's like how a date goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So of course you're not having sex because you're not really alone with a person. Until like you know you've been hanging out with them for a while,
right? Because you're always out with friends,
right? Exactly. That's one reason, and the other is that what they're finding is that younger and younger people don't want to be hooked up with one person. Mm-hmm. Like they don't want to be committed in a relationship. They don't want to have like a person that's like their boyfriend. Like friends with benefits was kind of our generation. We did the friends with benefits thing. Now like. I mean, it's definitely hookup culture, but a little less. You know, it's like, I don't want a relationship and I don't want to have sex until I'm in a relationship. You know, and then you get a lot of people that are still experimenting and they're bi or pansexual or, you know, they're still discovering their identity and who they are. So they don't want to move forward until they figure out who they are.
Okay, that's good now. That's fine now in 2022. What is it going to be like in 100 years?
I know. See, it's weird.
There's going to be no babies.
Well, it's going to be babies. I mean,
there's just not going to be enough. I mean, look at the generation before us. The parents had 8 kids.
Yeah.
Now we have less. Some people don't have any.
Me.
And then, like you. So in 100 years, there's going to be no babies. There's going to be like 4 babies.
In 2004, the highest percentage of Americans who said they hadn't had sex in a year, it was pretty low. It was like 12%. So 26% is pretty high. And then
it's double.
Yeah, right. And then here's what's something really interesting. There was a very famous study done in 1995. In fact, it was such a big study that, like, when I was in grad school, it was referred to on a regular basis because it was this national study where they had like millions of people and they studied all kinds of stuff about like human relationships and sex and marriage and partners and, you know, all this kind of stuff. What they found was that teenagers and under 30s were having more sex than ever. In 1995, it was 77%.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's 10. Look at 10 years from that, it dropped down to 20. Look at 10 years from that part, it dropped half again. So in 100 years, there's going to be three people having sex.
I know. I hope that they're smart and good and they have smart babies. But
no, this is idiocracy because the dumb idiot people are going to have sex and have babies.
Well, let's see what happened was because of this study in 1995, they had teenagers and under 30s having so much sex that they were like, teen sex is a problem. And they scared the crap out of the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
So by 2005, 2015, they were like, no, I can't have sex. Like they completely changed the narrative and got people super scared. It's not straight sex or gay sex. It's just sex, by the way. So when I say sex, it also includes, it's all kinds of sex. So don't think this right. is just like cisgendered heterosexual couples. This is something also really interesting. Now, remember, like gay marriage, totally legal now. So when we talk about marriage, we're talking about gay, straight, bi, trans. It doesn't just marriage in general. Right now, we are not even getting married as much. Mm-hmm. So 62% of Americans between the ages of 25 and 54 are either married or living with a partner, compared to 71% in 1990.
See, that's just 20 years, 30 years
yeah.
in the past. So give it another 100 years. Nobody's going to be married. Nobody's going to be having kids. And we're just going to fade away.
The psychologists and all the people that are doing the study trying to figure out, like, why is this? And there's a lot of reasons. And people are like, well, because maybe women are more educated. They're making their own money. They don't need a man. But that isn't true. Because, again, it's gay couples also. The study found that the more educated you were, the more likely you were to be married. So education doesn't have the effect that they thought it did. But I guess the only upside is that, you know, divorce rates are dropping.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't getting divorced as much.